Just wondering, what did you, or sorry, when did you work at the University Writing Center? I guess specific dates, and were you an MA or PhD student during this time?
Okay, so I was a PhD student, and it was my third and fourth year. So hang on, let me do that math. I started in 08, so I would have worked there from 2010 to 2012
Okay.
as an assistant director.
Okay, wonderful. And as the assistant director, I guess, what were your responsibilities?
Well, they changed because I happened to come in. The first year that I worked there, Mary Rosner was the director of the Writing Center, and then my second year it was Bronwyn Williams. And so, the first year, my responsibilities were mostly taking typical face-to-face appointments, working an occasional Saturday shift, doing observations, mentoring the master's students as they did like their own appointments and things of that nature. I think occasionally attending the English, it's 604, whatever the classes that they have to take at the for the throughout the year. And then the second year when Bronwyn came in, we shifted a little bit. We less frequently took our own appointments and more focused on our own research projects. And so one that I remember doing was working on potential collaborations between the Writing Center and the library staff. Shockingly, being married to a librarian who worked in that library, I saw potential for collaboration. So I did some research on that, and then we started developing what very like preliminarily developing what eventually I guess became the I think they're calling it the Academic Commons now, maybe. This was when we were still up on the third floor of the library, though. So we weren't in a shared space, and Adam Robinson at the time was the associate director, I think was his title. And so he and I had a lot of conversations about like we really should be like working in the same area and working together with students and things like that. So that was one of my big projects. And then in terms of the mentoring piece of it, it was a lot more kind of, I'd say like more hands-on interaction with the consultants. So whereas that first year, it was more just an occasional observation or occasionally attending the class. The other AD and I traded off attending one class per week. We also taught, I can't remember if he had us teach it once or twice, but to get some experience with teaching a graduate level class and lots of stuff like that. Also helped with the development of the Writing Center blog, although the other assistant director was the one who initially brought forward that idea. And then we also started the dissertation writing retreat. So it was a lot of the stuff that's being done now. I got to be part of like sort of the early stages of that, which was pretty cool. And it's nice to see it like come to fruition.
Yeah, that is really cool. And there's a lot of parts in there I could follow up on. I have read a couple of your blog posts as well. They're still in the archive. And yeah, and you do mention that your experience at the writing retreat, and I guess how was it being a part of all of this, I guess the blog, the writing retreat, as well as the commons. What kinds of I guess, things did you learn from those experiences? And
Well, it's funny because we're actually trying to start our own blog at Spalding right now, and it's been in development for about 3 years. We've had a lot of turnover as well. I actually just moved into my current role in July. So previously I was working with the Writing Center as an instructor. So I wasn't, you know, directly working for the Writing Center. Now that I'm the coordinator of the Writing Center, I'm actually empowered to, you know, do things and have the authority to say, like, hey, you know, we should have a blog and stuff like that. So I actually learned a lot from my time at U of L about, you know, getting that started. And it's nice because I can, you know, as I'm trying to develop it, and I'm not doing any of the legwork. We have an intern who's working with us, and he's like way more tech aware than I am. So he's actually putting together the blog and all of that. I've been able to, you know, reach back to Bronwyn and Cassie and say, hey, you know, I know we did this, and but can you remind me of how we did this? And then, like, you know, so I would say that, like, a lot of what, to actually answer your question, a lot of what I did during that time helped to sort of think about how in this new role that I'm in as a Writing Center coordinator, can I take what I learned, you know, I guess 10 years ago when I was at U of L's Writing Center, how can I actually implement that in this new space, which is very different because, you know, U of L is like this huge school with like lots of students, lots of faculty, lots of staff. And I'm in this really teeny tiny school now, even though we're just right down the street. You know, it's a very different environment, but also very much the same. And so I'm trying to think about those other projects. The blog is just the one that stands out the most to me, just because that's something that we're actually working on right now. Suddenly remembered that we had at the time survey that we give out at the end of appointments was just not, it wasn't very good. It was like this paper document. It didn't really ask the students anything that was like very useful or gave us very useful feedback. And so we developed, Bronwyn and Adam and I developed a new survey, which I don't know if y'all still use it or not. I know it was still being used a couple years ago. So I got to learn about like what, you know, what actually goes into developing a survey and like work with people on campus and actually like putting it together into a program that then gets emailed out to students and stuff. So,
yeah, that was actually one of my questions was about your exit survey. And Bronwyn mentioned that you developed it and that it is actually still being used.
All right, so, cool.
Yeah.
good to know. Wonderful.
And I guess at the time, so were you've mentioned a few of the other, I guess, tutors, or what was the or the associates, or what was the name that I guess what was the position title back in the day? Was it tutors?
You know, I've always used consultants, I think, because when I was an undergrad, this was, you know, 20 years ago, when I was an undergraduate, I worked in the Writing Center at NKU, and the director was adamant that we use the term consultants, not tutors, not, you know, anything else. It had to be consultants. So that was like so drilled into my head. Yeah. When I think about Writing Center staff, I automatically use the word consultants. We may have used tutors at U of L. I can't remember, but yeah, it's just never gone out of my had. So
yeah. So who are, I guess, some of the other consultants that you work with? Or let's see, I think you mentioned Adam or...
So Adam actually, I don't know if you've ever met him. He was Cassie's predecessor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he got his master's from U of L in probably 2009, because I think we overlapped in the program for a year. So yeah. he was there when I first started. And we actually did not work in the Writing Center together while he was a student. It was that the person who had been in that role before him, I guess, retired. And then Dr. Rosner hired Adam as the, I think the title is associate director. It gets confusing. There's so many like assistant, associate, you know, whatever, so many directors, but, so Adam was in that role, the 2 years that I was in the Writing Center. And then, I guess he left a couple years after me, and then, Cassie, got hired. And Cassie was actually a consultant, I believe the first year that I was an assistant director, because she got her master's, I guess towards the end of my, PhD program. So there was Cassie, trying to remember who else was in her cohort. Becky Hallman, who may have changed her name. She's married to, Rodrigo, I can't think of his last name. I just know him as Ro. but they both worked there together. Nia Boyd, Harley. And then the second year, I know there were some other folks in that year that I'm blanking on. But then the second year that I worked there, there were actually only 5 master's students. And so we had like a batch of doctoral students who worked as consultants rather than assistant directors. And I know that included Megan Bardoff and I'm blanking on it.
You got a lot of good names tonight. It's it's hard to think of, like, you know, way back in the day who you work with, and so this is wonderful. Thank you. And I was, was wondering, you already answered this question, how you were trained to be a writing tutor, I believe. If there's anything you want to add in there, that's fine. If not, we'll just go on to the next question.
I sort of answered it. So I worked, when I was, an undergraduate at, NKU's Writing Center, for probably about 2.5 years. It's pretty similar to the way they do it at U of L. I took a class, it was 1 credit hour. But it's also different, you know, because you're an undergraduate student. So you're first being exposed to writing theory and all that stuff. Very heavy on Peter Elbow. Vividly remember having to watch a video of him and being like, this dude is so boring. Like, now I adore him. but if you had asked 19-year-old me about Peter Elbow, you would have had a very different response than me now.
Yeah, it's funny how things change like that. Gotta love the Elbow. It looks like you went through transition, of course, between different directors, and I guess the structure of the program itself, what was the structure at the time? That's a pretty broad question, isn't it? I guess in general terms, or if that makes sense, what was...
Well, let me think. So The position of assistant director, I believe, is like a 10-hour a week position. So, you know, you spend 10 hours a week working in the writing center. And it could be, like I said, in that first year, it might have been a lot of, you know, working with students or clients. I'm not sure what terminology y'all use now. I've never been a big fan of the term clients. It feels like very consumerist to me, but yeah. A lot of people say it, so whatever. But yeah,
a business transaction.
but it's not, you know, I get it because it's not always students. You know, it could be faculty or staff or whatever. So I get it. In that first year, some of that time might have been spent doing that. And then, you know, observing folks, maybe doing some research and things of that nature. I think now that I'm talking about it, I think I did a couple of workshops as well that were not very well attended. So I don't know how useful they actually were. But and then the second year, I feel like I was a lot busier because there was a lot more like, let's develop some stuff. So, you know, developing the survey, developing the blog, developing the writing retreat, developing also workshops, you know, and things like that. And I did occasionally take an appointment, but I don't have a lot of memory in that second year of, you know, working directly with people who were coming into the writing center. It was more of a kind of behind the scenes meeting.
Yeah. Wonderful. Sounds like a busy, busy couple of years.
Yeah. and writing a dissertation, you know, so.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh my gosh. And let's see. I know I'm kind of going back just a little bit, but is there anything like you would, and if not, we can just move on. But anything you'd like to add about the exit interview? If not, then.
No, I mean, it's been so long. I remember that one of the things that I didn't like about the initial survey was that it didn't leave any room for reflection. And yeah. I just think that, you know, I mean, you know, you teach writing, you study writing, you know, like reflection is so essential and integral to learning and to the writing process and all of that. And so I think I don't remember if there's a specific question on there that allows for that reflection, but I do know that it goes out like after the appointment. So they've had time to kind of reflect on and think about it. And that was something that I remember that Bronwyn and I talked a lot about, making sure that it wasn't something that, you know, they just like quickly responded to and then just turned in. So I think that, you know, hopefully there's some kind of reflection happening when they actually fill that thing out, but who knows?
Yeah, I agree. It's a really important part of the writing process. Wonderful. And I was wondering, this is also a little bit broad. It might probably maybe hasn't changed much, but what population of students did you work with? I don't know if it's all that different from nowadays, but.
It's probably not. I don't know how much the demographics of U of L have possibly changed since I was there, because I know in the time I've been at Spalding, which is my, I think, seventh year, the diversity rate at Spalding was probably about like 30-40% when I started. And now I can't imagine it's not higher, just because when I do teach, the classes are just more, you know, diverse. I can say that when I was at U of L, and again, this is speaking more to my experience in the classroom than necessarily in the writing center. But I remember feeling like my classes were very white, very middle to upper class, very, if there were students who were members of the LGBT community, they were very quiet about it. I think the first time I ever worked with a student who was openly trans was probably around my last year at U of L, which would have been 2012 and 2014. I can't remember if I'm thinking now, like, was that the year that I finished my PhD or the year that I, because I stayed on for a year as an adjunct, but either way. So there really wasn't, and then also racial diversity, you know, there just wasn't a lot. So I don't know how that breaks down at U of L now. I've heard that it's a little bit different. I know that in the Writing Center, I definitely remember working with more, I don't know what the appropriate term is now, non-traditional students. Do you all still use that?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I know that, like, the idea of, like, traditional,
yeah,
rhetoric, people, like, we have to think, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, no worries. And I actually did take in my master's, my first year over at Washington State University, teaching non-traditional students was the name of the course. So yeah, working age and just all that. So at least back in 2013, at the very least, still been in use. So great. Do you remember about working with writers? I guess what was rewarding, what was a challenge?
I think that I'm somebody who loves reading. Like, that's just always been a really integral part of my life since childhood. And so I think that's what drove me, you know, to go into the field of English, to move. You know, I moved from my, I started out as an undergraduate. I did creative writing as a master's student. I did lit, and then I did a PhD in composition. So I ran the whole gamut of the field. And I think that, the best or most rewarding part, absolutely, of working in writing centers for me has always been the opportunity to just get to read, and to get to read a lot of different stuff and interesting stuff, and to engage with people about their writing.
Yeah.
But people do not like to talk about their writing for the most part, you know, and that's a frustration that I think happens in the writing center and in the classroom. And it's just because, you know, so much of the time when we write, what we write is, like, even if you're writing for an assignment, it's so personal, right? Like, it's like, it's what you think, it's what you feel. And whether it's, like, you know, something you want to be writing or something that you don't want to be writing, you have all of these emotions tied in with it. And so, and particularly if it's something that you don't want to be writing, right, there's this, like, sense of, like, anger and frustration, like, why do I have to do this, you know? And so I think that all bubbles up and comes out in a consultation. And so so I think that is the, it's, like, simultaneously, like, this really cool and fun part of working in a writing center, and also, like, the worst part of working in a writing center, because you're like warring with these different emotions and trying to, like, say, okay, let's talk about that, and now let's put that over here and just talk about this as a document. And I think that is the piece of it that Yeah, that's definitely the biggest frustration is figuring out how do we like in, 45 minutes or less, take all of this like grand stuff and just put it into this little box and say, okay, this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah. It's a challenge for sure. And I was wondering about how do you approach sessions or working with writers, and are there strategies that you learned in the Writing Center that you still use today in your work?
Yeah, I know. I remember when I was an undergraduate, really struggling when I worked in the Writing Center to set aside sentence level issues that I was seeing as they were coming up, right? It takes so much time, at least for me it did, to learn how to like block that out and just, focus bigger. So I think that in the time that I was at U of L, I think I got a little bit better at looking at writing more globally. And I think that now in the work that I'm doing now, I think I'm probably the best I've ever been at that. But it's hard for me to say how much of that really comes from writing centers and not teaching in the classroom, because I've been teaching for 16 years, I think. So, so I feel like it's both. Like I don't think I can separate those. And I mean, I've taught for so much longer than I've worked in writing centers that I feel like, the classroom part of it has to have played a bigger role than the writing center piece of it.
Yeah. Okay. I see.
I do like the not having to grade part, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can hear you on that. I can imagine all kinds of writing, but what types of writing did you work with? Just a few examples?
Definitely a lot of composition papers. So first year writing, some third year composition classes, but mostly first year, nursing, although there I may be conflating because that's definitely what we read the most of at Spalding and what we read the most of at NKU, but I feel like there was a lot of that at U of L too. The program that U of L does with retired police officers, where they come back and take classes. I remember working with a number of those folks that were in that program. Those were really fun appointments, actually, always, because it was just so interesting to meet, like, practicing police officers and because they'd often come in and they'd be, these like sort of like, tough guys and stuff. And then like they were like super vulnerable about their writing because they hadn't written anything in a really long time. And so it was always kind of just fun to see that, within them.
Yeah, I'll have to look up that program. I've never heard of it. Do you know the name of it by any chance, or?
No, but I can ask Rob, I can email you and let you know.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cause he's worked with a lot of those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do say guys because it is mostly men.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Really interesting. Let's see. So the Writing Center space, like you mentioned before, it was on the third floor instead of now it's in the library, the main floor there. Could you just describe the space a little bit, the administrative and consultants' offices. And what did you and your other tutors or consultants do in your downtime while waiting for appointments?
Yeah, so it was up on the third floor, and there was you'd walk up the steps, and I'm trying to remember if those are the steps they've taken out. No, it's the because those only went to the second floor. Sorry, yeah. So you'd walk up the steps, the still existing steps, and it was right there in front of you. So you'd walk through the door, and you'd have Robin, who I know is retired now. I don't remember what her title was, but she was sort of the administrator, would be sitting there. But as you'd walk in the door, Mary and then Bronwyn's office was right there to the right. And then what was at the time, Adam's office, and then Robin's desk, and then our office, me and the other assistant directors were right behind her. And then there was like a big open space where we'd have appointments, and then you'd walk around a corner, and there was sort of like a little conference room, and then the consultant's office. So we were actually like physically separated from the consultants. So, and I think from what I had heard before, it must have happened within a year or two before I started working there, because some of my cohort members were, had gotten their master's there as well. So they had been consultants and then also been assistant directors. And they said that the consultant's office was up front and the assistant directors were in the back, which seems bizarre to me because that back office was like way bigger. But anyway. So I mostly interacted with Bronwyn and Adam more so than the consultants. And in terms of downtime, I guess that first year, there was more, because we were taking more appointments, there was more downtime where we would, work on, like, I was taking my comprehensive exams at the time. So I remember, spending time studying and things like that. But that second year, there may have been like an hour of downtime where I worked on my dissertation, but I was pretty busy most of the time working on writing center projects. So it was mostly, there really wasn't downtime, I would say, that second year. Other than just, occasionally like, Adam coming in and making a pot of coffee and chit chat, or like popping into Bronwyn's office and asking about something I was working on or whatever. So.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And let's see. You've probably answered this a little bit, but did your work in the Writing Center connect to your teaching coursework or scholarship at the time?
Definitely. Yeah. I know that working in the Writing Center, because I had had such a long gap, between the time I did Writing Center work as an undergrad and then when I was an assistant director, that I sort of, as I first began teaching, kind of moved a lot away from Writing Center philosophy and more into, which sounds weird to say because Writing Center philosophy is so tied to comp theory, but I became more focused in my teaching on minutiae like, sentence level concerns, making sure that, they were using MLA properly, things like that. And then, at some point, probably like pretty aligned with when I was back in the Writing Center, I realized I was wasting so much of my time on that stuff, because like, you can always look up where the period goes and MLA changed on me since last time I published, so I'm having to relearn it. myself now, which is, just, you know. And so I was like, you know, I'm really wasting a lot of time on this. Like, let's focus on bigger picture. And so it brought me back, I think, to that bigger picture and just the joy of just reading, you know, again, just getting to read people's writing and just give feedback without, like I said before, that need to grade it, you know, so.
Okay. Wonderful. And I guess same kind of question, but well, this is actually really tied into it, so it might be too similar, but just asking about whether it's influenced your teaching, scholarship, or administration since leaving. But it's kind of an overlap, I think. Maybe not so much, or not too different, the past and the present.
One thing is that this would have actually been before I was working in the Writing Center. I had this idea that I was like, wouldn't it be great if, because we so often in comp embed librarians into our classes, right? So we have them, like, you know, come to class and teach research strategies, and then in a lot of classes like mine, like, I have the students do writing journals that are, like, public within the class. So at the time it was on a wiki, and then it evolved to Twitter, and now it's just on, you know, the course platform. But I'll have them log their writing process and have a librarian, like, pop into that and give them feedback. And I remember this would have been right around the time I started my PhD, so 08, 09, I thought, why don't we have the Writing Center do that? You know, like, why not have a consultant be part of that too? And then they developed this relationship with the Writing Center and et cetera, et cetera. So at the time, Bryce Nordquist was working as an assistant director in the Writing Center. And so he worked with my class, and then Rob Detmering also as the librarian. And I brought that with me to Spalding. So now every class I teach, every comp class has a writing journal component where there's at least one person from the Writing Center and a librarian giving them feedback along the way throughout the class on the writing. So,
oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And then we're trying to get an article published on that. We sent it out last year and got to revise and resubmit, and then COVID happened, so we haven't we haven't resent it. And I don't know if the revise and resubmit has expired by this point. So, but it's in the works.
Yeah. It happens. Okay, awesome. I just have a few more questions. Sorry, I've got a lot of a big list here. I was wondering what technology was available or used in the center. How was it used? You know, for writing or for administration, both.
Yeah, we had some. From what I remember, there were in that like space that I described, the sort of open space where we'd have consultations, there were some computers, but we rarely ever used them. I don't think they were in very good shape, as most university computers aren't. So for the most part, for consultations, you know, we'd work on like a printed off copy of a paper, you know, handwriting, corrections and things like that. And then in our office, we each had a desktop that we worked on. So I spent, you know, a good deal of my time working on a computer. And we used TutorTrack, I think, for scheduling appointments. I don't know if they're still using that or not.
Yeah, I'll have to confirm that. I'm not working at the Writing Center. I'm kind of an adjacent. I'm with the Watson Conference, but I'm working with Brahman for this project. So I'll have to confirm with him on that one. But Tutor Tracker. Any audio or equipment or anytime?
I think that so Drew Holiday was I think he may have been an assistant director as well. He shared an office with us, but he was not in the program at the time. I think it was he did like a year or two of adjuncting in between the master's and the PhD. He would use, I remember him having like virtual appointments. I think he did all of the virtual appointments. So I remember him wearing headphones a lot and having to shush us in the office because he was taking appointments. But we didn't have anything like that that we used.
Okay. Thank you. And I was wondering, how did students sign up for appointments? Did they do walk-ins or schedule
We did.
beforehand?
Yeah, sorry for interrupting you. Yeah, we did take some walk-ins, and then they could I don't remember exactly how it worked, but I think they could schedule on Tutor Track as well.
Okay.
We just don't use that kind of we don't use that at Spalding, so it's just, you know, again, one of those things where it's like, you know, I don't it's been too long to remember specifically.
Yeah, no worries. And what other work did you do for the University Writing Center, like class presentations, workshops, creating resources like handouts? You've touched on a little bit of that, but anything else?
Yeah, definitely did a lot of work redesigning handouts. We just had a lot of like old, out of date stuff at the time, and those have probably since been revised because they're probably out of date now. Especially those MLA and APA guides that I remember laboring over. I do remember one time I made an agreement with Adam that if he took Chicago style, I would do both MLA and APA because I really didn't want to spend my time learning Chicago knowing like I'm never
Yeah.
going to. And so I did the APA guide and I showed it to him and he was like, this is great, except just one thing, about halfway through you switched to MLA. So then I had to go back and fix it. But so that kind of stuff, and then the I'm sorry, the remind me of what the question was because I got so distracted by my
Oh, yeah.
story.
I was just wondering about what other kind of work you did for the Writing Center, class presentations, workshops,
Right.
resources, handouts.
Yeah, so lots of class presentations, like, you know, the sort of like 5 to 10 minute, like, hey, this is who we are, this is what we do. I definitely remember doing workshops on, you know, where I'd like make a PowerPoint, this is how you cite a source in MLA, this is how you cite a source in APA. It was usually MLA, fortunately. And then I think I did one on, writing paragraphs, like how to make paragraphs cohesive and coherent. So yeah, I think those are the only ones I can remember off the top of my head. I did one during the dissertation retreat on just how to like actually like make yourself write a dissertation because I was doing it at the time, so that's the time now that I think about it that I remember actually work sitting and working on my dissertation in the office was because it was during the retreat. So I was like, they're all writing their dissertations, I should sit here and write mine. And so I did.
Oh, for sure. And I guess this they also want me to ask if there are if you have any copies of any or any photos or documents you would like to share. And the second part of the ses question says we will not be able to return photos or documents. But
Well, I'm pretty sure that everything that I did not take any photos, and any documents that I worked on at that time are probably part of a Google Drive that I would have shared with Bronwyn and whoever else was you know, working at the time. So they probably already have access to all that stuff anyway. So, yeah. So no.
Okay.
No worries. Sounds good.
But if he wants to dig back through his Google Drive and find stuff that I worked on, I'm sure, you know, it'd take years to do it, but.
Go down the rabbit hole and find all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Word. Then is there just anything else that you remember that is important that I haven't asked you about?
I can't think of anything. No, it was, you know, it was a very stressful, difficult time in my life. You know, finishing up the PhD, I had some personal tragedy that I was dealing with, and having that supportive environment, particularly, you know, not to in any way belittle or criticize anyone else, but particularly having the opportunity to work in there with Bronwyn and Adam and having that sort of support system was really great for me at that time of my life. And, you know, I've been really fortunate that I'm in a place now where I have that again. But I do miss that.
Yeah.
That's what the thing that I love the most about writing centers as like a sort of area of composition is that collegiality and collaboration, because I think that so often in academia and even in comp, we're so siloed, you know, we don't really work together, you know, like we talk and we bounce ideas off of each other. And I think we're more collaborative in some ways than a lot of other disciplines. But in terms of our own research, you know, most of us write our own articles and, you know, don't really do. And so I like that about writing centers is that, you know, it's all about like constant conversation about writing. And so I'm glad to be back in a space like that again.
Yeah. Wonderful. I'm sure that Bronwyn and everybody else would be really happy to hear that too. And so that's wonderful. And I think that's a great place to I guess in the interview there. But yeah, I just really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to help us out this project. And yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking me.
Yeah. And yeah, say hi to Rob as well.
I will do. And I'll check with him about that, what they call that program too, with the police officers, because yeah, it's a cool program.
Yeah, yeah, if you happen to think of it. And yeah, just whenever, that's fine.
So, yeah. And are you what stage are you at now? Are you on the dissertation comps?
Yeah, I'm just about to do my, so I've got a prospectus, I guess, defense I'm kind of doing in early February. And so not really started writing on the disc yet. And that's going to be a scary kind of a thing. No idea what that process entails, but I'm going to learn quick.
It's not so bad. You know, I mean, I'm a highly anxious person. I am aware that this is still being recorded. So,
yeah, I can stop
no,
recording right now, actually.
Yeah.
I'll do that.